USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan.
So a major update.
And that's what this is. Merit system and a heart system is long overdue.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke. Capital letters. And speaking of the race for 2020, looking at the rest of the Democrats, Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Additional details now on our top story here at USA Radio News, President Trump and his immigration plan. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
During a Rose Garden speech at the White House on Thursday, President Trump unveiled his immigration policy. The president says new technology will help border agents screen everything that comes through the border.
Investment in technology will ensure we scan 100% of everything coming through, curbing the flow of drugs and contraband while speeding up legal trade and commerce. It's the most heavily traded monetarily border anywhere in the world, and it's not even close.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A look now at your money. Stocks on Wall Street up, the Dow gaining 214 points to close at 25,862. The NASDAQ up almost 76 points. The S&P 500 up 25 points. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The NTSB estimates it will be several days before investigators can determine the cause of a deadly collision of two float planes in Alaska. USA Radio's John Clemens reports six people killed.
One of the sightseeing planes was traveling southwest inbound to Ketchikan at 149 miles an hour, with the other traveling at 125 miles per hour, also inbound to Ketchikan. Jennifer Homendy is a board member of the NTSB.
I expect investigators will be on scene between about 5 to 7 days. We will not be determining the probable cause of the accident in that time frame.
A children's program on public television taking some heat for one of its latest episodes. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
Wow, Arthur, did you see that?
Uh-huh. Amazing.
The 22nd season premiere of the beloved PBS children's show Arthur is earning raves and also criticism. An episode called Mr. Ratburn and the Someone Special features Arthur's third-grade teacher coming out as gay and marrying another male character. Many fans of the show taking to Twitter to offer their approval and from gay rights organizations announcing their praise. However, some conservative and religious groups are criticizing the storyline in a show that's watched by children. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.